Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story, and it's actually a story which I heard from my rabbi, Rabbi Gershon Opsin of Cincinnati, Ohio, Rosh Yeshiva of Lubavitch Yeshiva here. And he told this story about his own grandmother, whose name was Mrs. Gitlin. I don't know her first name. She was a Orthodox Jew, modern Orthodox Jew, who became a Lubavitcher thanks to the influence of Rabbi Altine, who was the Shliach in the Bronx. Again, I don't know his first name either. And she was influenced by Chabad, but she wasn't really a Lubavitcher per se. She was not really committed to Lubavitch until the following story took place. One summer, she was in a bungalow colony, which is a little group of summer homes, typically in the Catskill Mountains in New York or other nice areas where people from the city would typically go for a couple months of getaway in the summer, where it was cooler and there was not the city traffic and so forth. But generally speaking, the father, the husband, would spend the week in the city, in New York, because he had to work. And in those days, there was not such thing as remote working. He had to be on the job in the office. And that's where the husbands would be all week long. Then on Friday, they would come up to the bungalow colony, a couple hours trip, where their families were relaxing all week. And they would spend Shabbos there. And they would sit and spend Sunday there. And then typically they would come back to work Monday morning. However, in the Chabad bungalow colony, or the bungalow colonies where Chabadniks vacation during the summer, some Shabbases were different. Because some Shabbases, the Rebbe would make a Ferbrengen. The Lubavitcher Rebbe would make a Ferbrengen, a gathering, and speak for a few hours. There'd be singing and lechayims. And the Rebbe would teach Ferbreng, and the Chabad men did not want to miss that. And therefore, on those particular Shabbases, when they knew there was going to be a Ferbrengen, quite often it would be Shabbos Mevorchim, the last Shabbos in the month, or perhaps a special occasion, the Chabad men would be spending Shabbos also in the city, in Crown Heights. And then, after Shabbos, they would drive up to the bungalow colony to join their families for Sunday. In fact, Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos, they would quite often make the drive. Then there was another type of Shabbos, and that one was a maybe Shabbos. That is to say, once in a while, it wasn't known ahead of time for sure if the Rebbe would forbring, but there would be like a rumor, like maybe the Rebbe is going to Ferbreng. Nobody knew for sure. It was a maybe. And this particular Shabbos was a maybe Shabbos. And only one of the Chabad men stayed in New York for the Ferbrengen because nobody really knew if there would be a Ferbrengen. And the other Chabadniks, they figured there probably won't be a Ferbrengen. It's just a rumor. We don't know for sure. And so they went to the bungalow colony for Shabbos. And this one guy, this one Chabad Chassid, he didn't want to take a chance. He thought that there, he heard that there might be a Ferbrengen. So he said, I'm going to spend Shabbos in New York. And he did. Well, it turned out that there was a Ferbrengen. And therefore, Motzi Shabbos, after Shabbos was over, he went back to the bungalow colony. And his friends were so happy for him. They were so excited that he was zeiche, he merited to be at this Ferbrengen, which they all missed. And he was the one that was there. He came back, and they picked him up on their shoulders, and they danced with him. They were so happy for him. They danced and sang, and then they sat down. And he gave a review of the Ferbrengen so they could also hear and share into the excitement and the enjoyment of hearing what the Rebbe spoke about. But of course, to actually have been there, was a totally different story. And the Chassidim were so happy for their friend. They were so excited for him that they danced and sang with him on their shoulders. And when Mrs. Gitlin saw this, she said, wow, this is a special group of Jews. Such obvious Israel, such love for one another. Nobody who said, oh, you got to be at the Farbrengen. Oh, I wish I was at the Farbrengen. Nobody said that. It was all like, we're so happy for you that you were Zeicha, you merited to be at that Farbrengen. One of the few people that were there. We're so happy for you. She said, this kind of obvious Israel, this kind of love for one another, this is what I want. And she committed herself. She became a full-fledged Lubavitcher Hasida at that point. And this is really a beautiful lesson for us, that the Rebbeim of Chabad wanted, as it's actually quoted in the book Hayom Yom, which the Rebbe wrote, what did the Alter Rebbe want from Chassidim? What did he want from the Chassidic way of life? He wanted that the Jewish people, the Chassidim, and really all Jewish people, should be like one family according to the Torah. Of course, we have to keep the Torah. We can't just mix families together and live together in a big mess. But, of course, according to the Torah, but within the rules of Torah, we should be like a family with Avos Yisrael, with tremendous Avos Yisrael, love of our fellow Jew. And this feeling that Jews are all like one family, according to the Torah, with Avos Yisrael, with love of a fellow Jew, this is what the Alter Rebbe wanted for the entire Jewish people, that we should all feel this way, we should all act this way and conduct ourselves this way. And this will surely bring Mashiach quicker, no question about it. The Beis HaMikdash was unfortunately destroyed because of a lack of Avos Yisrael, because of Sinas Yisrael actually hating a Jew for no reason. And we can replace the Beis HaMikdash with Avos Yisrael, with love of our fellow Jew. So thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. And as always, I encourage you to increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, davening, especially in Avos Yisrael, and learning about Mashiach and Geula in order to bring Mashiach quickly, which includes a complete victory in Eretz Yisrael, which will bring peace and bring the hostages back. And may all who need a Refuah Shleima have it, and may we all see Mashiach quickly. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.